You're on Texas Standard Time.
Children in the state's foster care system continue to face unreasonable risk of serious harm. So say two court-appointed federal monitors in a comprehensive report released this week. The assessment comes several years after a U.S. district judge in Corpus Christi ordered the state to fix its foster care system, finding it unconstitutionally unsafe for young people in its care. The new report from the federal monitors is yet another blow to the state's efforts to overhaul its foster care system. Bob Garrett is Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. He's been covering this latest report, and he's actually been covering this story for quite a long time. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good to talk to you, David.
What stood out to you in this new report released by these court-appointed federal monitors?
Well, a couple of things, David. One was, of course, there were three deaths between February and May in foster care in questionable circumstances, and that's always alarming. But the other thing was that there's a group called Residential Child Care Investigations that's supposed to look into outcries of abuse or neglect by kids in foster care. And the monitors reviewed a bunch of their cases where they had downgraded the priority of these allegations and said they made a mistake in one-third of those cases. And they also looked at the ones they ruled out. And again, nearly a third, they had strong reservations, the monitors did, about that they had inappropriately done that. The import of that is kids being hurt and making an outcry and not being really taken seriously. And then a 500-case backload for that unit also was alarming.
Well, how did these monitors conduct their research and eventually come to these conclusions?
Well, they made unannounced visits to some of these foster care facilities that are congregate care settings. A lot of that, you'll remember, last fall they were doing because Judge Janice Graham Jack was adamant that they had to have 24/7 adult awake night supervision. So they had made a bunch of visits, and they are just, you know, going through reams of data and doing all sorts of checking. They sort of have an open-ended invitation from this judge to get into the system, get into the bowels of it, find out what's wrong.
I know that lawmakers have been concerned about this system based in large part on reporting that had been done by the Dallas Morning News and some other organizations. Reports of kids having to sleep overnight in public buildings in Austin, that sort of thing. Now, the Texas legislature in 2017 passed legislation that was supposed to add, what, millions of dollars, maybe billions, into the state's foster care system? I forget now. What's going on with those reforms, and where's that money going?
Well, a good amount of the money was to hire some additional front-end child abuse investigators at CPS. Some of the money went to improve foster care provider rates. Some of it went to add to the number of these conservatorship caseworkers. And by the way, their caseloads aren't yet, the monitors found, going down to the agreed-upon levels of a deal the state and the plaintiffs struck in December. One of the big problems, David, and we may have talked about this before, is this was a system that just sort of evolved without any prior intelligence behind it. Nobody planned to have a partly privatized, mostly privatized system where if you apply to get a license to provide foster care and you get it, you can get a contract to start receiving kids. And these places grew up in a lot of rural areas. A lot of the kids are urban. It's an imbalanced system geographically. It doesn't have the beds where they're needed or the sort of professionalism in places where it's needed. So the legislature has gone with a more privatization approach even further, and it's not at all clear that that's curing the woes of it, but we'll hear more about that in next year's session.
Bob Garrett is Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks.
My pleasure, David.